This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Albacher. If you love your French press coffee in the morning or your afternoon tea, you're partaking in the most common type of infusion. Here's another form of infusion you can enjoy. It's a blend of the classical, jazz, pop, and world music found on the latest recording from guitarist Jason Vio and accordionist Julian Lebrow. Jason Vio has been teaching at the Cleveland Institute for more than 20 years. That's given him plenty of time to check out Nighttown, a local jazz club, and that's where he first met Julian Lebrow.
I just never really heard an accordion played within a jazz context quite like this. I mean, he was building these kind of architectural solos and sort of whipping the crowd into a frenzy.
Then Jason asked Julian if he'd be willing to perform Piazzolla's Concerto for Guitar and Bandoneon. That marked the beginning of a thrilling collaboration.
This is a thing that really indulges a part of my musical personality that I wouldn't normally get to perform or express. And the improvisational nature of that is really what allows it. And the fact that these arrangements are kind of living, breathing things and they can change from concert to concert.
According to Jason, this concept of infusion means they're putting their own stamp on each piece.
But infusion takes on a lot of different, you know, meanings of it. The way that Julian infuses the Nyatsaly arrangement with actual quotes from, say, Pishingina, who the first movement is dedicated to, or Ernesto Nazareth, who the second movement is dedicated to. That arrangement is entirely, like, from Julian's imagination. As Julian has said, it's like a tribute within a tribute.
Well, Julian, the recording opens up with your arrangement of three dances by the Cuban composer Leo Brouwer, and it was written originally for guitar and orchestra, but here you each get a chance to take the lead and accompaniment role. Tell me a little bit about your arrangements.
I like to refer more of it as a reduction as opposed to an arrangement because, you know, I really stayed close to the score as far as what was happening texturally with the orchestra and rhythmically, and I try to do justice to it on providing a great backdrop for Jason to play the solo part.
It becomes more of a chamber music experience.
Right, really. Yeah. And so that was interesting and challenging to take that entire score and just reduce it down to, you know, an accordion and making sure I highlight the right parts.
Julian, you also get inside the score of a piece by the composer who brought the two of you together, Piazzolla, and that piece is called Esqualo.
You'll find a zillion recording of that piece. It's because it's such a catchy tune, and it's based on the candombe rhythm from Uruguay. We just put a stamp on it by providing some sort of our own take. So inside that arrangement, you might find, I mean, there's a clear quote of Bob Marley,
Could you be loved?
Yeah, could you be loved? And then Jason, during his solo, takes it to places such as, you know, Beyonce and the NBA theme. And this is all, by the way, this is kind of like off the cuff.
Inspiration for these two musicians comes from just about anywhere. In 2012, Jason was watching the presidential debates, and suddenly the 80s pop tune Everybody Wants to Rule the World by Tears for Fears popped into his head. So he created this arrangement where he plays the role of the backup singers and you, Julian, get to take the lead.
You know, to me, it's like it's what, you know, music is all about. It's like it's a permanent exchange of ideas, and when you find the right artist to collaborate with, it's like the door is wide open to just about anything.
Blurring the lines between the worlds of classical, jazz, pop, and world music on a new recording called Infusion with Jason Vio and Julian Lebrow. And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Albacher.